It's 7:46, and this is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. Most schools are out for summer, though they will be starting back soon enough. But many kids are still heading off to class right now. WUSF's Kathy Carter takes you to Pinellas County for a program aimed at helping students avoid what's known as the summer slide.
At the Seaside Seabird Sanctuary in Indian Shores, about a dozen or so kindergartners gather next to an injured bird coop for an impromptu pop quiz.
Name a bird that can fly.
A vulture and a pelican.
That's great, sir. Now give me one bird that can't fly. Kanish.
A penguin.
These pint-sized ornithology enthusiasts have traveled 30 miles to the bird rehabilitation facility from Maximo Elementary School in St. Petersburg. The field trip is part of Summer Bridge, which is open to all students in Pinellas County. This year, nearly 8,000 students will participate. At the kindergarten level, kids work for 6 weeks on a project. And at Maximo Elementary, that plan is for the birds.
Each day you will learn about a different bird. You will write about that bird. You will read about that bird. You will chart information about that bird. We've been building habitats. We've been building bird feeders.
That's Victoria Rhodes, one of about 1,000 Pinellas County educators working this summer. According to the National Summer Learning Association, most students lose math skills over the summer. And kids from lower-income families will also fall behind in reading. Rachel Gwaltney is the group's director of policy. She says summer programs can cost upwards of $300, and that means summer learning opportunities can also be out of reach for middle-income families.
So our more privileged students are going to summer camp, they're going to museums, they have regular access to libraries, while our lower-income kids have fewer choices.
Gwaltney says that disparity gap is kind of like a faucet. During the regular school year, resources are turned on. There are teachers, books, meals, and medical attention. But in the summer, that faucet of support is turned off. That disproportionately affects kids like the kindergartners at Maximo Elementary, where 84% of students qualify for free or reduced lunch.
So that by the end of fifth grade, you've got a 2 to 3 year achievement gap that's mostly attributable to what's happened during the summer months. And what we're seeing is that that gap continues to grow throughout high school.
That's why education advocates say programs like Summer Bridge are so important. Money for the Pinellas County program comes from the state's Academic Intervention Program. For fiscal year 2017, it cost $35.5 million. But these types of programs could be in jeopardy at the federal level. In his 2018 budget proposal, President Trump calls for cutting the 21st Century Community Learning Center. It's the only federal program expressly dedicated to summer learning. Shauna Rafalski is the executive director of elementary education for Pinellas County Schools. She says the Trump budget also doesn't add any more money to federal Title I funding for low-income students.
Anytime that there's fewer dollars, whether it's to our summer programs or to anything else, it means that we have to prioritize and make decisions about, you know, what to do with scarce resources.
Even so, she says the school district believes Summer Bridge is worthwhile.
Because it's something that's really of value. So, you know, it's always our hope that our other agencies, both federal and state, continue to be supportive of that so that we can continue to provide that for our students.
And she says when it comes to crafting future budgets, if lawmakers need any evidence that summer learning works, the district can prove it.
We've got data that does support that children who attend do fare better as they enter into the new school year.
But the students at Maximo Elementary aren't thinking about policy or metrics. They're busy jockeying to be the next one to get called on by Miss Rhodes.
Do penguins like to eat?
Oh, I know!
DiCarlo, thank you.
They like to eat fish.
Good. Everyone, do your penguin waddle. Do your penguin waddle.
And with that, the kids waddle over to a different bird enclosure. This one is pelicans. And, spoiler alert, pelicans also like to eat fish. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.